off the top of my head, 20 clients a day. You'll notice I cut and splice some pieces together, cut out in extraneous points. But know this, if you really get this, this could be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars to you. It has been to me. So, and I didn't tell you all, but I did tell you that you do need the course to handle the sting of rejection, or you'll never get far doing this. Anyway, God bless. Now, I have done a lot of marketing in my life. I've done a lot of cold calling. I've talked to people. I used to work for a church. I talked to 1,000 people a day, cold call. I've done it for business. I've done lots of calling. So to get 20 people to watch a video is not that difficult to do. Logically, you might ask, why 20 people? Well, let's say you have a 5% conversion ratio. You get 20 people to watch, one gets in. One a day, one an hour. That's a huge success ratio long term. We're going to say talking to 20 with the hopes that you get one, maybe three to get in. It just takes some skill. But I've had years and years and years of experience. I probably talked to millions of people. And I'm realizing that that may not be easy for some people to do. It wasn't for me at first. It took me years to get over the sting of rejection. And I've got a tape on that. But I'm just going to tell you, here's some simple ways that shouldn't cause too much problems where you could actually get 20 people a day. And this is all the top of my head. This is no guarantees, no promises. There's a couple of parameters. First, I think you need to include truth, wisdom, and love in what you do. Just even your goals, your thing. Don't try to manipulate people. I've done NLP, and there's two sides to NLP. People go out and manipulate people. Lawyers take it a lot to get people to do things they don't want. So do salespeople. I believe you do reap what you sow. And if you do that, guess what? Your life sucks. So use truth, use wisdom, use love, because what you want is good things for your life. So when you get these people, don't try to manipulate them. Don't try to trick them. Don't try to do anything except communicate. That's a simple word, communicate. Talk, listen. There's a book I'm going to talk about later.
In short,
talk less, listen more. But, and I don't always do that, actually, unfortunately. But if you love people, they'll sense it. They'll feel it. We're not stupid. We feel the love. We feel the wisdom. We feel the truth. And we feel when we're meant to be manipulated. Think of going into a used car station where they're trying to sell you something and not. Or just watch an ad on TV where they're trying to sell you or listen to a politician. I used to do lie truth detection for tens of thousands of hours with actual machines. Now, when I would doing a course on lie truth detection, remember I use machines for tens of thousands of hours, voice tone and psychological stress evaluators. I had a course and it said, if you want to see a liar, just look in the mirror. So just because a politician lies doesn't mean he's bad. What you got to do is look at how he lies and what he lies about. And I'd say 50% of them, because they're manipulating and they're lying flat out to get a hidden agenda. Flat out liars. Some of them are evil liars. I mean, just horrible stuff. And they don't care about you. So just learn to be truthful, to be wise, and to be loving, because you do reap what you sow. So let's get on to talking to 20 people a day. There's a 10-minute video. You've got that. It's actually 12 minutes, but you could just tell them to start at such and such a minute and skip the intro. So it's a 10-minute video, and that's what you want to watch them. Here's a very simple way to get people to do it. Entice them. There's a free book you can give away. You could say, hey, you listen to this video, you send me a link, and I'll send you a free book, and I'll send you a bunch of links to free deals and prizes. And here's one thing I would not do to start with, and I wouldn't start until you were making good money. I wouldn't talk to your friends and family. Just skip that. Don't even, unless you got, you know, like a real buddy friend to go through all kinds together, you might tell him, say, hey, watch this video for me. And I'll give you a free book, you know, somebody like that, but certainly not your family because they'll shut you down. They'll say, oh, that won't work. Oh, that won't work. No, no, no. You know, I've seen it. I've done it. So I recommend don't talk to your friends and family until you're making like $1,000 a week. Then you can talk to them. So here's the goal. You talk to 20 people. Let's say you talk to 20 people and to get them to watch this video a day. You should get one person a day, and you start figuring the numbers on that, and you'll be at 1,000 a week quickly. So that's why I use 20, but maybe you only have time to talk to 20 a week. That's still good. what about 20 a month? Still, 1 a month, you just start doing that. So that's why I use the number 20. So let's see, here's some ways to do it. This can be tough with COVID, but I think that'll be over within a month or two. Make a little flyer that says, hey, put in 2,000, pull out 20,000. And then just say, hey, would you do me a favor? I'm kind of new at this. Would you listen to this video for 10 minutes and I'll give you this stuff? And then just listen to what they have to say. And they say, no, I really mean, really, would you really listen to it? I mean, we can sit down here and you can watch it on your phone if you want, and then I'll give you a free book and stuff. And you could probably do 20 people in a couple hours. 10 minutes. Yeah, it'd probably take 3 hours, but if you got two people at a time listening to it, you could do it in a couple hours, just watching it on your smartphone or your iPad. That's one way. Another way is go through your phone list, pull out your smartphone, look for your list, and look for people who are business people who have you as a client, and just call them and say, hey, Joe, you know, I need your help here. I'm trying to make some extra income, and what I really need is somebody just listen to this video for 10 minutes and then take a little survey, and I'll give you some free stuff afterwards you can give to your clients. Do you think you could help me do that? Joe may say yes or no, but very likely he'll say yes because he wants to keep you as a client. Let's say you don't know anybody. Go on the internet and find an ad and just call them up and say, hey, you know, I do have an agenda here. I want you to listen to my 10-minute video and I'll listen to yours. I wouldn't call any MLMers because some of them are so skilled that they'll pull you away into something that truly I think is not as good as this. And I've been lots of experience with MLMs. Once you've got some skill, some resistance, some, you can talk to 20 MLMers an hour. and you talk to the lower levels, and when they see what we've got, that they've got, they'll just, you know, you'll easily get 20 people to watch it. Let me see another idea. Remember, this is totally off the top of my head. Oh, the survey idea. Again, this might be a little difficult with COVID, but you could probably do it on the phone. You say, hey, I'm doing a survey. I've got this income thing that, you know, promotes making $1,000 a week and, you know, a year or less. And I got a 10-minute video, and I'm just looking for people who will watch it. I'll give them some free stuff. It's kind of like telemarketing. So you could just call people. What I would do is call people who post their numbers on, ads and things like that. Just say, hey, I'll watch your ad, but I'm really looking for this. Again, I would stay away from MLMers unless you got some real discipline. Oh, here's another one. I get all these emails from people, and they send me emails, and I get on their list, and then I'm on 100 list, and so I could just call them up. Actually, I do. Just call them up and say, hey, you got to watch this video for me, see if it fits into your business. I think it will, but you got to do it for me. Would you please? Thank you. I've listened to all your stuff. Well, if that sounds a little manipulative, just say, hey, it's like playing poker. Say, here's my hand. You watch mine and I'll watch yours. But I'm more interested in mine as you are in yours. Being truthful works. Truthful, honest, fun works. There's a book called Quick to Listen, Slow to Speak that you ought to, well, I'll talk about that in a separate course. But communication cycles are vital. You want to listen. Oh, here's another idea. You have any people with a nonprofit? You can go to our church or, you know, nonprofit group. Say, hey, this can really help. Let's watch this video. Let's get 10 of your people to watch this video and see what they think. Now that would work. Maybe 100 of those people. Nonprofits like Save the Free Dogs or Save the Pets, or two that have my heart, are Vets in Need and Financial Edge. Maybe some have been released from prison and having a hard time getting a job. Or another one is Helping Victims from Human Trafficking. Those have my heart. But there's tons of nonprofits out there. And beware, because there's a lot of very criminal foundations out there, nonprofit foundations. Some of them are huge, and we all know some of them. So beware, help with good people doing good works, because what you're talking about is income that'll help the nonprofit. Over the years, especially with on my lie truth detection, I really give a hard look at all nonprofits. I get it, go in deep to find out they're really good, very real. Like some of that stuff that happened in Haiti and stuff is just criminal as can be. So you got to watch. Even some of the big ones are manipulative. So dig deep. I help the smaller ones. They, you know, the ones you can get close to and find the real truth about, not the ones that collect $1 million and give 10,000 back. Because what you're talking about is income that'll help the nonprofit. We'll talk later. One more time, the survey idea. Just go say, hey, I'm taking a survey, and what I want people to do is get a 10-minute video, watch a 10-minute video, and I'll give them some free stuff. They'll say, what kind of free stuff? And then you tell them and say, but you got to watch it. And then I'll take the survey afterwards and see, you know, you like it, you don't like it, or how can we change it? Oh, flyers in a parking lot. Just walk around with these flyers and say, hey, I need people to listen to this video for 10 minutes. If you're one of them, I'll give you some free stuff. And you give them a flyer with all the data. And very likely, they'll take, a lot of them will just leave. But later, some of them will take the flyer and then they'll go watch the video and maybe give you a call. So that's a few good ideas. And remember, I wouldn't do it to friends or family unless they're really good friends and you guys banter a lot. Then just say, hey, you got to do this for me. And I'll give you some free stuff. I'm not going to even tell you what it is until after you've watched it. I quiz you to make sure you did, because I know sometimes you don't tell me the truth. Anyway, let me think of some more things. One thing I would really do is watch all these courses, especially the ones on communication. There's one called The Sting of Rejection. Once you get on communication, get clear about communication, this becomes a whole lot easier after you watch that course. And that's a long course, but you get it free. Hey, that's a nice thing to have. It's a $1,000 course, something like that. You could watch it. You can't take the live stuff, but you can certainly get a good gist of what the data is about. And that can change everything for you. Communication, truth, honesty, wisdom, and a commitment to talk to 20 people a day. So that's it. I've got to go now. I got a phone call returning. Bye.